take us back, first of all, like Thursday, and how did this all come about?
It's been like the craziest 3 or 4 days. You know, when it was up in that Nantucket, I'd never been there. I don't know why my wife decided to book us a trip to Nantucket. I guess because it was so hot in Nashville. So we were up there. Everything was fine. I was flying to go over to Minnesota for our first, like, real show in a year and a half, okay? And that night before, I was like, gosh, man, my stomach hurts. I was like, I can't tell if it's bad gas or what. I was like, God, I can't sleep. And I was like, man, I might have eaten something bad. And I feel bad because I was sitting there, like, blaming my brother-in-law who was there that he didn't cook the burgers all the way. I was like, man, I bet you didn't cook those burgers all the way.
Yeah, I've been criticized of that myself.
And so anyways, we were talking to my doctor, like, something's not right. I don't feel right. And I was like, I feel really lethargic. And she goes, man, all these signs sounds like appendicitis. I said, no way. I said, it's food poisoning. I said, I'm just going to get there. I'll just sleep it off, you know. So I got there. I was getting there a day early. And she goes, just check in, go to the ER, and at least just make sure that it's nothing serious, you know, because you don't want to mess with appendicitis. You know, something could burst. And sure enough, they go in there, they do a scan, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you came in. Your appendicitis was about to, like, burst. This would have been really horrible. And so anyways, I was like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? I was like, I got a show tomorrow. I'll be fine for the show tomorrow. They're like, no, sir, this is serious. So anyways, call off the show. And they were going to have to take it out. And the doctor said, there's this new way that they're treating it with, like, these antibiotics. And she was like, let's see if that takes it down enough. And sure enough, I mean, it did. So I was in the hospital for like 2 nights. And then I flew back and went into Vanderbilt. And then they said, honestly, man, you're like completely back to normal. And I guess I can take out the appendicitis later if I want, but they said, you're good to go. I mean, it felt like there for a while, I'd be out for like a month, and then now I'm right back. So it was a bit of a emotional roller coaster.
Man, that's incredible. That is incredible.
Something over the past 3 years, they've got it to where you don't actually have to get it out. Because if I did, I mean, I might have had to push the tour back now. So I'm like,
yeah, we were wondering.
I mean, that's normal. Well, I was even asking if I could work out today. They were like, baby, don't go work out. Yeah, so
like, right. Take a step back. Tap the brakes a bit. But
this was my first question. My first question, too. I said, so when's the first time I can have, like a drink? I said, when's my first time I can have some alcohol?
So when is it?
They were like, everything within reason. Don't go crazy. But I'm good. I mean, my energy's up. I'm ready to rock. But it's been a roller coaster, man. It was wild.
All right. Well, we will see you this weekend at Billy Bob's Friday and Saturday.